Hello everyone, welcome back all of you to my podcast. Hope you all are fine and taking a very, very good care of yourself. Well, dear all, you must be thinking today that what exactly the topic of this episode is trying to explain you. What happens when action meets words? This is a topic and I hope you all must have seen. No need to be in state of surprise or in the state of wonderment, as today, as we all know, that this month is related to friendship. So, as I have told you that I will be bringing more stories from the past before you related to the friendship. So today we have something very special. When the action meets words, what happens? Well, when the action meets words, dash is earned. The most expensive thing is earned. The most expensive thing in the world is earned, and that is, you have to tell me. I don't have to tell you right now. Okay. I can give you a hint. It can take years to earn and just a matter of seconds to lose. And yes, dear all, when the action meets words, it is earned. Chris Butler, English writer, said very beautifully. Did you get some answer in your mind? If not, no need to worry, because I'm going to tell you that which is the most expensive thing in the world. And the answer is trust. One small word, but it has a deep meaning. It is rightly, or I can say very closely related to friendship or any relationship. And friendship is the basis of any relationship, isn't it? Well, dear all, in today's episode, we will be learning about that forgotten friendship which nobody could have imagined during that time. During that phase when India as a whole was struggling against the mighty British rule. Yes, dear all, I'm talking here about the friendship between Bal Gangadhar Tilak and Muhammad Ali Jinnah. Yes, the two opposing forces, or I can say two opposite forces. You must have heard somewhere, or you must have read somewhere, that yes, opposite forces, they attract. Do you remember this? I always remember. And with this example of friendship, this statement is very correct. The two opposite forces, they attracted. Why? When? And how? And that is what we have to learn, isn't it? This association was an iconoclastic on both the sides. It developed during the later phase, during the phase of Indian National Movement, when Indian National Congress and All India Muslim League were raising their demands from the British for the self-rule. Right? A.G. Noorani, a prophetic scholar, wrote in his book, Jinnah and Tilak, Comrades in Freedom Struggle. He said very clearly that they plunged deep into mass politics. Okay? They both were representing two opposite forces, as I have already told you. And they both were united. And that was the strength at that time. taking all of you back in the year 1914, when Tilak was released after completing 6-year imprisonment in Mandalay, Burma, after being convicted in a sedition case in 1908. And the following year, he was readmitted into the Congress. He emerged more popular after this and believed that Hindu-Muslim unity was a prerequisite for the advancement of Indian demand for Swaraj. When you cook something, you always decide that this ingredient is very important to make this food delicious, isn't it? So Tilak also decided, and he firmly believed in that, that Hindu-Muslim unity was a prerequisite for what? For gaining or for attaining Swaraj, right? And his friend Jinnah, yes, he joined Muslim League in the year 1906, we all know. And he was held in high esteem in both Congress and Muslim League. He was known as the ambassador of Hindu-Muslim unity. And the confluence of two political streams led to the famous Lucknow Pact in the year 1916, when 1/3 of the seats in the Imperial Legislative Council was conceded to the Muslims. Yes, the agreement was there in that, and it led to the separate representation to the Muslims. Now, what happened after this? Muslims, they could share power with the majority community. And the most important thing was that the two opposite political parties, they came together. And Tilak very clearly said that, as a Hindu, I have no objection in making such concessions. You can just imagine, during that time, such remarkable, noteworthy statements were very important in building the strength, in building the unity among the Indians. So he said very clearly that right now the fight is triangular: British, Hindu, Muslim. What he wanted? He wanted to reduce it into a two-way fight: Indians and the British. So for that he worked hard, and Jinnah was constantly supporting him. Pact failed due to Montagu-Chelmsford reform in 1919, which did not respond to Lucknow Pact demands at all. And the most heart-melting situation occurred after that. Tilak died on 1st August 1920. His funeral was attended by millions. Gandhiji wrote in his newspaper, Young India, about the Tilak that a giant among men has fallen. Jinnah too wrote that Mr. Tilak rendered yeoman services to the country and played a very important role in Hindu-Muslim unity. And his admiration for him was penned down by Mohammadan Lee Karim Chagla. Yes, a great jurist who served as the Chief Justice of Bombay High Court during the period of 1948 to 58. He worked in the chamber of Jinnah. And yes, he mentioned in his autobiography, Roses in December, that Tilak was his childhood hero. And that statement itself is self-explanatory of the fact that, yes, both were united. Both opposite forces were united. And that was a great strength for the Indians as a whole to fight the British, isn't it? His words, whose words? Tilak's words are still there with us. When the lion wrote, "Freedom is my birthright and I shall have it," such words are still there in our minds. He's still there in our hearts. And yes, the friendship between Jinnah and Tilak explains a very important thing to all of us, that if you develop a trust, if your action meets your words, automatically trust will develop. And this is the important ingredient in the recipe of your life, in your relationship, and in your friendship. Keep it very nicely, okay? Add it in the recipe of your life and enjoy your life. Stay connected with me to learn more. Till then, take very good care of yourself and bye-bye.